The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this, another historic afternoon. How often do you hear someone on a talk show say, "Welcome to an historic day in America," almost every day for a full week? I mean, seriously, we are seeing history written, good, bad, and ugly, almost every day now. Well, actually, for more than a week. A week ago today, the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. was stormed, breached by a group of evil people tending towards anarchy. I am certain there were Antifa infiltrators, instigators. I am certain of that. And I think anybody that tries to deny that there were instigators, infiltrators, people who were not Donald Trump supporters, I think anybody who denies that is being terribly foolish. I don't think naive, just foolish. However, I believe that the people who are saying there were no Trump supporters there, no, it was all Antifa, none of the Donald Trump supporters were part of that. Those folks are just as foolish and uninformed. There were extremists on the left. There were extremists on the right. All right. And I've said over and over and over again, we need to be very consistent in condemning the extremists on the left and also on the right. Well, almost every day since then, we have had historic instances, occurrences. And today, the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. is debating right now, as we speak, the second impeachment of Donald Trump. Historic. Never happened before in over 240 years. Never happened before. Now, I want you to continue listening to this program, all right? I've got a lot of things I want to discuss with you. I've got Supreme Court news that I think you need to hear about. So I want you to stay with me. With that said, however, if you do go over to the live coverage of the proceedings on the floor of the House of Representatives, or if you look at the film tonight, if you view the speeches and so forth on the floor of the House of Representatives tonight, ask yourself this honest question. Which side of the aisle, Republican or Democrat, which side of the aisle is filled with more anger, vitriol, resentment, bitterness, desire for revenge? The honest question. And I'm not going to tell you who. I think most of you know, but if you will listen to, and I haven't listened to a great deal of it today, but what I have heard, it is very clear which side of the aisle, politically speaking, is filled with anger, bitterness, vitriol, pettiness, childish pettiness, a desire for revenge, payback. And then you decide which side of the aisle politically is making more reasoned, calm, passionate, but calm remarks appealing to reason, not emotion. Today in the testimonies, again, I haven't heard all of them. In fact, to be honest, I haven't heard most of them. But what I have heard, it certainly illustrates what I say on this program constantly. The liberal left does not deal with facts or truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. The liberal left is trying desperately to impeach the president of the United States, even though he is going to be out of office now in 1 week's time. He'll be gone. There will be a peaceful transfer of power, just like our Constitution demands, and he'll be gone. He'll be out of office. But in spite of that, and by the way, there is no hope whatsoever that the Senate, now please remember the process. The House of Representatives votes whether to impeach or not. And if the House of Representatives votes to impeach Donald Trump, and I think that's very, very possible, that really doesn't mean anything until it goes to the Senate for a trial. The Senate will not reconvene until the 19th, Tuesday of next week. It is impossible to have a trial in the Senate before Donald Trump's term ends. So in other words, from a practical standpoint, it is impossible for anything to happen with this impeachment. There is some controversy over whether you can actually impeach a president after they leave office. Most of the legal experts that I've been reading for the last couple of days are saying no, there is no precedent for that. The Constitution does not make provision for that. Once the president ends his term and leaves office, the Senate has no power, no authority over him whatsoever. So what does that mean? It's showboating. It's political theater. That's all it is. Now, many are saying, well, they're trying to impeach him so he can't run for office again. Again, everything I have read from the legal experts, the constitutional experts, all of them that I have read agree he could be impeached and found guilty. That does not preclude him from running for public office again. So even that will not be accomplished by the liberal left. And what I think is the most disheartening thing of all is that yesterday I brought to your attention 28 different times, 28 different times yesterday, if you were listening, that the mainstream media and the liberal left politicians either condoned violence or refused to condemn it. 28 different times in the last year, including Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and many others. Yeah. The hypocrisy through this is stunning. Absolutely stunning. But that's characteristic of the liberal left. Hypocrisy. It is a stain on America. What happened last Wednesday is a stain on America and should be condemned. The political theater that is going on in the House of Representatives today is also a stain on America.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Wow. That's all I know to say. Wow. During the break, I turned over and watched the House impeachment proceedings. And currently, as we speak, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland. This is the House Majority Leader. Not just your everyday run-of-the-mill Democrat in the House of Representatives. This is the Majority Leader. And he's been speaking now for quite some time. And here is the conclusion of what I have heard from Steny Hoyer as to why Donald Trump should be impeached. He's not nice. He's not nice to people. He treats people bad. You know what? Sometimes Donald Trump doesn't treat people nice. Sometimes he treats them like trash. And I don't think that's a good character trait for Donald Trump. And I have called him out on that on many, many, many occasions. But that is not grounds for impeachment. Here is the second most powerful Democrat in the House of Representatives saying, we got to impeach the president because he's mean, he doesn't treat people nice, and we don't like him. That was it. Now, there's the thing about he incited violence last week. Let me say once again, he didn't incite anybody to do anything. Could he have done more to defuse the situation? Yeah, I think he could have. In hindsight, now that we're finding out who the people are that actually stormed the Capitol building, there is nothing that Donald Trump could have said to stop what happened last Wednesday. Extremists were responsible for last Wednesday. Extremists on the left, extremists on the right. I think the proof, the evidence is there were far more extremists on the right than on the left. People who were Donald Trump supporters, although they are extremists. And by the way, they're extremists on the left who support Joe Biden. Most of the people who spent the last 6 months burning down our cities. Now listen to this carefully, all right? The people who spent the last 6 months pillaging, looting, rioting, killing, causing dozens of deaths and millions of dollars worth of damage. I think it could be proven almost all of them voted for Joe Biden. They certainly didn't vote for Donald Trump. Okay? So, just personally, I wish Donald Trump would have said more to defuse the situation. But, again, in hindsight, I don't think there's anything he could have said. The proverbial horse was out of the barn. The extremists who were there on the left and on the right were intent on causing chaos, mayhem, And there's nothing the president could have said to defuse that. Should he have tried? Yes. Now, even, and here's the sad thing. Because, again, the liberal left does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. And here is the truth. And I believe this with all my heart. If Donald Trump had gotten up last Wednesday and said, you know, I think that this election was illegitimate. I think I should be president. But you know what? Please, let's accept the results of this election. Let's pray for Joe Biden. We're going to go back and fight again to control the country. But please, no violence. Do not anything violent. And although I object to the results of the election, we should not be violent in any way. And I plead with you, please, 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 let's not do anything violent. I don't think the outcome would have been any different. Do I wish that Trump would have said something like that? Yep. And, by the way, what I started to say, and I lost track of my thought, what I started to say was, if Trump had said that, please, 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 don't be violent. Please, let's have a peaceful transfer of power. We fought this thing through the courts and we lost, and I'm sorry, but let's just move on peacefully for the good of America. That would not change what's happening today in the House of Representatives after what happened Wednesday. They would still say he incited violence. They would still be impeaching him. It wouldn't have made any difference. Because the liberal left in America does not deal with facts and truth, emotion and hysteria, which is what they're trying to generate on the floor of the House of Representatives. And unfortunately, there are going to be a few Republicans who are going along with it. President Trump will not be president next week. Let history judge him. Let the people of America judge him. Not a bunch of left-wing radicals who are drunk with a desire for power. They say that Trump is drunk with a desire for power. Well, even if that was true, he is no more drunk with a desire for power than Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Steny Hoyer, and the rest of the leadership on the left. That's why it's sad. We literally have a bunch of petulant, vengeful children running our country. All right, quick break. We'll be back.